Hey everybody, what's happening? How you all doing? Happy Monday to you and yours. Bay Ragga here from the Nashville Restaurant Review, and I'm here with my special guest today, the Smokin' Butts team, the true king and queen of Nashville barbecue. I'm going to introduce them in a second. But real fast, let me tell everybody about our sponsor on our show and all of our shows here on Totally Driven Entertainment. They are the lifestyle and apparel brand from Nashville, Tennessee, Bombers and Sleeves. And they are dedicated to the war on self-doubt. This is for the bold, the fearless, and the authentic souls who never back down and wear it all on your sleeve. Bomb your boundaries. Shop Bombers and Sleeves today at bombersandsleeves.com. So here they are. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been following you guys on Instagram for the last year, and you guys have a hell of a story. I can't wait to learn more about it and get the in-depth story behind it and learn about the food, learn about you guys. And I can't wait to come and taste your food.
Yes, sir.
More importantly. Well, let me introduce everybody to Malika.
Malika.
Malika. I'm bad with names. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And John, the husband and wife team behind Smokin' Butts. And right instantly, I know it's going to be a fun interview because it's Smokin' Butts. And I got to know, I would sort of jump ahead. How did you come up with the name Smokin' Butts? I mean, you got to have a good sense of humor to go with that.
So we were looking for a name. We were trying to find something that would stand out, that would pop. And I initially, I mean, as I was thinking, I came to my wife and I said, hey, what about Smokin' Butts? And she was like, I don't like that. That sounds a little vulgar. And I was like, okay. And so we kept thinking, and I was like, how about Smokin' Butts? She's like, I don't know. And then kept thinking and came back in. I was like, hey, yeah, so how about Smokin' Butts? She was like, I think that'll work. This is history.
That's great. That's great. So now, how did this all happen? Like, it seems like you have a little bit of a background. Like, how big is your background in food and restaurant before this all started with just basically a tent set up and then?
Sure. So my father owned a restaurant. And so from the time that I was – well, he opened the restaurant when I was 3. Wow. From the time I was about 10 or 11, I spent time working in the restaurant, helping out in the restaurant, things like that. And so I got pretty well versed in working in the restaurant and in the restaurant business. He passed in 2000 and we closed it shortly after that. But the bug was still in me. You know, I still enjoy cooking for people, having parties and things like that. And sure. So we would do that for friends and family and different get-togethers. And so one day, just kind of out of the blue, I was like, hey, why don't we, you know, try to do some food or whatever? Initially, it was kind of a hard-fought battle. She wasn't really trying to necessarily get in the kitchen or whatever. And we just kind of started doing catering and things like that. And then we did the event with the YMCA. They did
the Taste of Smyrna.
We set up a tent and we gave out samples and everybody was raving about it. From there, some of the people from the town of Smyrna contacted us about being a vendor at the fireworks. So we set up a tent down there and we did great, sold out there. And so from there, we was like, hey, if we're going to do it, let's do it. And so we got started in it. I was still working a full-time job and just doing it on the side. And then it just grew and grew. And so unluckily, but luckily, I got laid off. They called me into the office and said, we got to let you go. And I said, okay, that's fine. And I think they were expecting me to be sad, but I mean, I knew I had something else coming. And so, you know, we jumped in with both feet, we're Smokin' Butts, and here we are.
That's great. So that's even, like I was even wondering that because I was thinking to myself, like, you know, reading about the story of how you started with the tent at the Taste of Smyrna. And I was thinking to myself, I guess that was kind of like the stepping ground to see, like, all right, are people going to be receptive to the food? Are they going to rank the food? And it seems like you had the great response from that, which led to more.
Definitely.
Thinking like, because when I was younger, I owned a pizza shop when I was 18. And it was like, just be my little baby and my older sister who was 16 years older than me. She was working the full-time job. And So I remember her the whole time, like, I'm scared to quit my job. So I was wondering if that was the same with you guys, but here was kind of the opposite, where you were kind of blessed with, like, it's now your chance to really go full force with it.
Definitely, yes, sir.
It's funny how things work out, and
it is.
God really gave you that. He showed you that choice.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and when John lost his job, the agreement was, okay, we'll try to do this thing for a month full time. And if it doesn't work, you've got to go back out into the IT world. And he never applied one time for an IT job because we began to be so busy that he didn't have time to. It was like he lost his job and then business just started coming, because originally we were just doing it on the weekends. So we would do Friday, Saturday night, not really Sunday, events just on the weekend. But after he lost his job, we said, okay, we'll try it for a month, see how it does. But if it doesn't work, you've got to go back into the IT world. But he never had the opportunity to even look back at the IT world. And that was in April of 2016. And so, you know, here we are in, you know, 2021, and he's been doing it full time now for almost 5 years.
That's right.
That's amazing. That's a great, great story. I love it. Especially because I'm a totally a person too. Like, I'd rather be working for myself and in control of my own destiny than, you know, I like, you know, with the whole pandemic, I lost my job and so many other people lost their job. It truly opens your eyes and shows you, like, you don't have control of your destiny. Like, these people are holding your life and your family's life in their hands. And it's great to see when people like you can do this and be your own boss and make your own livelihood.
Definitely.
Yeah. So why barbecue? Was what type of restaurant did your father have? What was it, same style or?
So we had a soul food restaurant. So meat and two type set up. But I just love barbecue. You know, he did ribs in the restaurant, and every now and then he'd do a couple butts, and we did good with those. But I mean, I just kind of gravitated towards barbecue. And so whenever we'd have events or people over to the house, we'd always grill out or do barbecue, something like that. And I mean, it just kind of took off. It was something that was just kind of in me.
So being that it is barbecue, and you know, Nashville's so many Nashville places and barbecue places in Nashville, was that intimidating to you at all?
Not really. Sometimes you do realize that there are a lot of barbecue places. But I mean, I've always had the mindset that, number one, there's enough business for everyone. But also, I mean, if you do it right, if you do it well, if it's good, they're going to come.
Now, going back to when you guys started, I saw, you guys have a timeline on your website where it started with the tent, and then a trailer, and then the truck, and then you guys actually had a little spot set up in one of the Krogers.
Yes.
And that I remember when you guys announced that was going to be closing. I remember feeling like, oh man, like this whole pandemic, like this is just brutal for everybody.
Right.
How we know that was part of it, but like early on when the pandemic hit, how scary was that for you guys with this whole thing? Like, did you guys think like, oh boy, are we going to make it through this? We don't know what's ahead. How tough and scary of a situation was it for you guys?
Well, to be honest, we kind of sat down. I literally took a notebook and just wrote, how can Smoking Butts survive during the pandemic? And so just writing down ideas and trying to pivot to do things differently than what we were normally used to doing. We were concerned about the restaurant because at that point we were inside of a grocery store, and we all know that, you know, people were coming into the grocery store to pretty much get groceries, for toilet paper, and those type of things. not necessarily really thinking about coming to get barbecue, which was one of the reasons why when we opened up the restaurant inside of Kroger, that we made an agreement that we would keep our food truck, that we would continue to run our truck. So if something did happen with Kroger, we had already built a customer base with our food truck, and we could continue that customer base with our food truck if something did happen. Well, something did happen, but we still had our truck to rely on to get us through the pandemic. And I'll tell you, you know, I know that the pandemic has been rough on people, but we did really well in the pandemic. Because we were considered to be essential far as our food truck was concerned. And so, you know, we hit neighborhoods. We hit neighborhoods, and neighborhoods were good to us during the pandemic. They slowed down now, but they were really good during the pandemic. And so we made an agreement that during the pandemic, we knew it was going to be hard, but that we would want to be one of those that would survive during the pandemic. And so that's what we're doing. We're continuously surviving. There were days that, you know, John runs the truck. I still work a full-time job. But there were days that he would do literally three events in one day. There were no days off. We were working 7 days a week, getting out and hitting neighborhoods. Because when people, you know, were told to, okay, you need to stay in your home, you know, people were tired of cooking. And so they were excited to have a food truck come. And so people were supporting it. And so, you know, in all actuality, we were able to survive because we had to pivot. We had to look at things a little bit differently. No, the restaurant didn't survive like we would have wanted it to. But Smoke and Butts as a business has survived. And so that's what's important to us. So closing the restaurant down in the beginning was, it was a little difficult because we were not expecting it. And it was totally a decision that was made by Kroger. We were inside of Kroger. And so, you know, it is what it is. We are moving forward, but we as a business, Smoke and Butts, are still strong, and we are still pivoting and doing the things that we need to do in order to survive as a business. And so we're just waiting for the next opportunity of whatever that looks like, if it's continuing to, you know, make the food truck stronger, which we are. If it's doing something else, we're ready for that too.
How about, you know, because you guys were doing both at the same time, but, and John, you know, you said you had experience with your father's restaurant growing up. People, do you think people kind of look at like a food truck and like, it's not that much work. It's not as hard. But I mean, like you were saying, you were doing three different events a day, three different locations. I mean, you got prep, cook, serve, pack up, go to the next location. That's
right.
Just as much as being in one location 12 hours a day.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of times people see a food truck or see that concept and they think it's easy or, oh, wow, I could do that. And I mean, it's doable, but it's a lot more work than people expect or people think it is. Yeah. We've seen a lot of people, and this isn't a brag, but this is just being honest. We've seen a lot of people get into the food truck industry and they didn't last because they didn't realize the work, the hard work that it is to put into it. Running a restaurant by itself is already hard enough work. But sure. I mean, when it's a food truck, I mean, you have the restaurant idea, but also the mobile side to it as well. So, I mean, you can't just go to this one place and cook, but now you're going to a place cooking and then you have to take that somewhere else, serve it, still make sure it's fresh, hot, enjoyable. So, I mean, that's a lot to it.
You know, the one thing too that's really like that's changed so much with the whole food truck thing. Like, now I'm originally from Philadelphia, and you know, back when I had my pizza shop, when we went out of business, my mother had passed away, and it just led to a downfall of the business and everything. And we ended up trading like pizza oven and stuff like that to a friend of mine's father who had a hot dog truck. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be the next venture. But back then it was like, you know, you have to get one location and that's it. So you drive that truck there and you park there on a corner in Philadelphia somewhere. And that's the only, like, that is your corner. You have to find your corner and you have to get licensed for that corner. And that's it. You can't, like, where you're able to go, like the whole modern era of food trucks now is you're able to go location, location, different events and all that. Right. It wasn't like that back then.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, the food truck game is changing, specifically here in Nashville. I'm sure it's the same way in a lot of other areas. I have heard a lot about, you know, some areas where, you know, a truck is set up in one spot. And I mean, you see that here at a lot of little gas stations and different other places. You'll see a food truck that's been in the same spot for weeks on end, months or whatever. But it's always good both for us and also for our customers when we are able to be more.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you're able to hit so much more. Like I was looking at your schedule, like you guys, and you don't just stay in one part of Nashville. You guys are bebopping all throughout.
Definitely.
Now, how important has the world of social media come into play for you guys, especially being, you know, a mobile food truck?
Right. I mean, it's very important. We try to make sure that we stay out on social media, stay visible on social media so that people know who we are and where we're going to be. We get a lot of inquiries day in and day out about where we're going to be. Where's your, you know, can we see your menu? How do we book you? Things like that from social media. So, I mean, it's great. It's a great way of getting your name and your platform out.
Absolutely. Now, how about like the food? Let's talk the food. Like, I was going through and I saw some of the sandwiches you have. Two of the most famous ones are the hickory and the mesquite. Like, tell us about those and how do you come up with the actual recipe and the makings of these sandwiches?
Well, so I've always been a fan of hickory smoke for my barbecue. And so when I start, you know, with my barbecue, with my pork specifically, I would use hickory wood. I wanted to do a little something different with my chicken. And so I started using the mesquite wood for my chicken. And so, I mean, just the name just kind of fell into place. I mean, the hickory was the pork, the mesquite was the chicken.
Now, the one I really, like when I come out and meet you guys and I eat, I'm going right for this. I don't want nothing else but the gut buster. Because when you're describing a sandwich as amazing, messy, and sloppy, you have a place in my heart.
That's it. That's right. Yeah, the gut buster is one of our top sellers. A lot of time people don't know what to expect or what to think about the gut buster, but I mean, it's a great sandwich. We were just sitting around one day and just, you know, hey, how can we improve or enhance on, you know, our normal hickory or mesquite? And we're like, hey, why don't we add nacho cheese and jalapenos to it? And it was just kind of like, yeah, that sounds good, but it's going to be a little messy. And I was like, exactly. And so, I mean, there we go. Gut Buster was born.
Now, which one are your guys' favorites?
To me, I think the mesquite is my favorite now. Just because I, when you've been in the industry as long as I have, you've had pork and you've had enough pork to, you know, almost at times feel like you're turning into a pig. And so, I've kind of started shunning pork a little bit. Now that's not saying I'm going away from pork. Pork is still, you know, high on the hog, so to speak. But, I've started enjoying the mesquite, especially with my the white barbecue sauce that we have. And yes, that's a shameless plug, but the mesquite with the white barbecue sauce is excellent.
Now, talk to me. Plug this. I saw you guys have your own, which we're going to do a contest later on tonight. Thanks to you guys. Talk to me about you have your line of barbecue sauces too.
Yes. Go ahead.
You want me to talk about it?
You got it.
Talk about the sauce. So I was going to say last year, but in 2019, as we were getting ready to, go into Kroger, we said, you know what, let's create our own barbecue sauce. So John literally got in the kitchen and just start creating a red sauce and a white sauce. We started letting people taste it and people were like, oh, this is awesome. So we're like, you know what, we're going to start making our own sauce. And so we started making our own sauce as we started into Kroger, and then we brought it on our truck. And then we said, you know what, you know, people were raving about the sauce. We said, let's start bottling this sauce so we can get it out more. So we found a local company that we started bottling with. And so now we have our sauce in bottles. We also have our sauce in a couple of local little grocery stores. Sell our sauce, and then we sell it online on our website. We also have it on Amazon where we sell our sauce, and probably the biggest place that we sell our sauces is at farmers markets. And so just this past year, one of those things that kind of when I was talking about having to pivot and do some different type things, the sauce was one of those. And so we started doing farmers markets last year. We did the Nolensville Farmers Market where we sold our sauces and did really, really well with our sauces. It got to a point that, you know, people, there would be a couple of Saturdays that we wouldn't do the market, and people would call and say, why are you not at the market, you know, this Saturday? I was looking to come buy the sauce. And I'm like, well, you can go get it online. And so we have, you know, we have brought a customer base with our sauces. And so, you know, for Christmas, we offered a sauce. We offered sauces with a gift box, and we created some aprons. And those sold really well at our farmers market. And so that's kind of how we came up with the sauce, was just John getting in the kitchen and cooking and putting things together and having, you know, friends and family taste it and love it. And so our white sauce is like no other white sauce. People love it. People put it on more than just meat. We have customers who put it on eggs, you know, who use it on salads, use it on a couple of different other things besides meat. And so, you know, it's a really good flavored sauce.
I'm very intrigued by it. I've never had white barbecue sauce.
It's good. It's good. We'll send you a bottle.
All right. I'm smiling now. Especially when you said that you can put it on salad, I'm like, yeah, I guess you can put like a salad dressing on this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Now, how about, do you have like...
cook with it. I mean, I do crock pot meals with it. So there are so many different things that you can do with the sauce. And that's what I like about doing the farmer's markets, because I can really be a mouthpiece for our sauces. And I let people taste it while I'm at the farmer's market. And so, you know, while they're there, I ask them, do they want to try a little bit? They do, and they absolutely love it. And I've sold bottles of sauces, you know, just that quick. And so it's a good sauce.
That's great. Now, something else, too, I saw on your website is you guys have a scholarship fund.
We do. We decided to do a scholarships. We're doing two actually.
Okay.
This year, and we really decided to do that based on, we have a daughter who is a senior in high school, who will be graduating this year, and she has been offered two full scholarships, and so we have decided to give back simply because, you know, we have a daughter who has received scholarships, and we're not going to have to be paying as much out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And so we want to give back to the community because of that. So that's kind of how the scholarship morphed. And we are hoping to give to Rutherford County students scholarships this year.
That's amazing. I'm blown away by that. Like you don't get many people that would think that way, like, you know, your daughter or having getting blessed with a full scholarship, and then to turn around and want to do that for somebody else and help some other people. That's amazing. That's truly amazing. I'm blown away.
Wow. So we are hoping to give that to two deserving students. The application is open, and we are wanting students to apply.
That's great. Now, how about going back to, like, what do you think, like, what do you see for the future of Smoke and Butts? Do you want to go back into, like, having a restaurant atmosphere, or do you want to just keep doing the truck, multiple trucks, like, or both, like, doing both again?
So I'll be honest right now, where we are right now, we are really seeing where God takes us. We are very, big in the faith. And so we are just kind of seeing what direction does God want us to go? And whatever direction that is, that's where we will go. So if it's opening up another truck, if it's going back into a brick and mortar, we really just don't know yet. But what we do know is that we are going to take the one truck that we have and work it to the best of our ability.
Right.
And wherever God leads us after that is where we are going to go.
I love it. So where, I was looking, you guys have your schedule lined up pretty good this week. Next week, there's a couple of dates already booked up. Best place to follow to see your schedule? Is it on the website, social media, both?
It's both, and also people can text the word BUTTZ, B-U-T-T-Z, to 88000, and it'll tell you our schedule as well. So you can do that right from your cell phone.
Look at that. Modern technology.
Modern technology.
I love it. So, all right, so we the way this whole thing came about is we wanted to start doing some giveaways and do more of these interviews for the restaurants in Nashville. And we're going to do a giveaway, and we're going to launch it tonight, I'm guessing about 5 o'clock or so on Instagram. So everybody's going to follow Smoke and Butts on Instagram and follow Nashville Restaurant Review. And we're going to be giving away a couple jars of that famous barbecue sauce we just talked about and one of those aprons they can pick out of the choice of the four that you have.
Yes.
So we're going to post that tonight. I'll have the pictures if so everyone can see the sauces, the aprons, and yeah, we're having some fun with that. And it's going to last. It's a 24-hour thing. So the cutoff will be 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to announce the winner tomorrow night live on Instagram.
Okay, sounds good. We're ready to give it away.
So, and where's the truck going to be? Obviously, you're off today, but tomorrow are you going to be out there?
Not tomorrow.
I gave him the day off tomorrow, too.
I'm so excited. but, no, we've got events lined up for the Wednesday on out. We've got a couple events, and we have one event we're in Nashville on Wednesday at Stacks on Main.
It's a complex.
That's
an apartment complex.
In
East Nashville.
Then we're doing a neighborhood in Franklin on Thursday afternoon. Friday, we're at David Lipscomb doing an event with them, the college, as well as some apartments in Madison. I'm sorry, in Germantown. We're all over the place. I can't keep up.
And how about what's the best way if somebody wants to reach out to you guys and get you guys booked for their event or whatever they have?
So I would say head over to our website, which is smokingbuttsbbq.com. There is a form on there that you can say book the truck, fill the form out. We will respond within the hour. I check emails probably every 5 minutes. The phone has literally rung 5 times since we're sitting here with somebody calling for Smoking Butts. But we will respond to you very quickly if we have that date available. We'll get you booked because we are looking to book up our calendar mm-hmm. for the year. And so we've already started doing that. We've already got stuff booked in November and October and on down the line. And so, yeah, we're ready to book.
That's it.
And you guys do weddings, I saw.
We do. We have 4 or 5 weddings already scheduled for this year.
That's great.
So, yes, we do those as well. And with our weddings, we do an I Do barbecue theme. that goes over really, really well, that we decorate the truck and do those kind of things for that.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you guys for doing this and thank you for doing the contest. It was a pleasure to meet you, but I look more forward to coming out and actually meeting you guys physically and eating that food. And I'm going to do a whole video for you guys and put it out there too as well with us eating the food.
Very good. We thank you too.
Definitely. We appreciate you guys taking the time out to interview us.
Absolutely. Thanks again. And everybody, go to smokingbuttsbarbecue.com for more information. Follow them on Instagram. They're also on Facebook. And go eat that food, everybody. Follow that truck and eat that food. Because I will be.
Definitely.
Thank you.